Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Now here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. The Dort Defenders in town to take on Hastings in a women's men's basketball doubleheader today as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings College women's basketball coach Kerry Hofstadter. And coach, one game below 500 in the conference and on the season, a chance for him maybe tonight to they get back to the 500 mark and maybe get a push on.
Yeah, you know, it's good to get back to the GPAC, you know, and play at home. We haven't played home in about a month, and we're probably getting a little road weary. I think it's exciting for our kids to be back at home, and hopefully, you know, we can come out and play hard tonight and play well and get a win.
This is, I think, you're only your sixth home game of the season, and this is game number 19, or at least game number 18 today.
Yeah, you know, it's been a long first semester for our kids. Just we've been on the road a lot. And, you know, I think just getting into that routine of the GPAC conference, you know, flow of Wednesday, Saturday games, I think that'll help a little bit. You know, we've had some stretches where we've played three games in 4 days and then no games in 6 or 7 days. And you know, that gets a little wearing. You know, we're ready to bounce back, and like I said, it's exciting to be back in the GPAC and looking forward to playing at home here.
During the Christmas break, a win over Tabor and a loss to Kansas Wesleyan and the Southwestern. Just talk about the three-game stretch.
You know, that first game against Tabor was a good game for us. We bounced back after our bad loss at Northwestern. Yeah, our kids really did a good job of bouncing back and playing hard, and they came back from being down 8 or 9, you know, and pulled out the win. We went on a 12-0 stretch there in the second half at Tabor, and that's tough to do on the road, and they're a much improved team than they've been in the past few years, so I thought that was a really good win for us. And then the second day, you know, was our third game in 4 days, and all three of those games were on the road, obviously one up in Orange City and then two down in Kansas on Monday, Tuesday. So, you know, we had some kids that were a little bit tired. You know, the legs were tired and our shots were short and we struggled offensively, especially early in the first half. We were down, you know, 20-5 and just really felt like we dug ourselves a pretty big hole, and our kids fought back and we were able to tie it up with a last second shot. We were, you know, had 3.1 seconds left on the clock and Cammy Bruckman got off a three-pointer and banked it in for an overtime, you know, a chance. And we didn't play very well offensively in the overtime and let them score way too many points and it got away from us. So dropped that game and then we came back and played number 21 Southwestern down there. We played a great first half. Felt like we, you know, really executed some things well and guarded the way we wanted to. And then second half, you know, we turned the ball over a few times early and they got some easy transition buckets. And then again, we dug ourselves a hole that we just couldn't get out of and ended up, you know, losing by 18. So we went 1-2 down there and which was a little bit disappointing after playing a couple good halves. We would have liked to grab another one from down there, but hopefully we get back on a roll here in the GPAC.
It seems that this team is having a bad time putting 40 minutes of basketball together.
Absolutely. You know, we've had several games where we'll put, you know, 30 or 35 minutes of really good time out there, and then, you know, five or six minutes, you know, just 2 or 3 minute bad stretches, especially in our conference, will really hurt you. You know, and those usually start for us with maybe a couple turnovers that turn into easy transition buckets for the other team. And you know, if you miss a couple shots and you have a couple turnovers and they capitalize on those things, you know, something can happen real quick, and you know, you can go from being even or maybe down 2 to down 10 or 12 and then you got yourself a hole. So we've got to try to avoid those situations as much as possible. You know, one turnover's, you know, okay, it's not okay, but you got to live with them, and then we've got to be able to kind of stop it there and get back on track.
Seems like you continue to have shooting woes on this team. You're not really lighting them up offensively. We're still waiting for that thing to really break out, aren't we?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty inconsistent. You know, we might have one or two kids shooting well every night, but it's not always the same kids. And you know, we just we're because of that, it's hard to know who to go to and what sets to run for which kids that are, you know, hitting shots or whatever. So just that inconsistency offensively is really it has been challenging to find any sort of rhythm in what we're trying to do.
Yemi Bruckman scored 43 points in the three games we just talked about. Maybe she's the most consistent player we have right now offensively.
Yeah, you know, Cammy's done a really good job of kind of picking and choosing her times and getting her shots. You know, she's been, you know, able to hit some big threes for us. She hit two big ones for us in that the end of the game at Kansas Wesleyan. You know, she's been really consistent over the past, you know, month or so. And, you know, as a result, I think her teammates are starting to look for her more and more and kind of count on her to you know, get a shot for us when we need one. You know, the other thing about Cammy, she's a really good post player. You know, she can get shots in the post and she does a good job of posting up and getting herself in situations where she can score in the post. And so those are some things that we'll continue to try to utilize over the course of the rest of the GPAC season.
It's a Dort in here tonight to take on Hastings College. We'll come back and talk about the defenders as our pregame show continues after this.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with Hastings College head women's basketball coach Kerry Hofstetter. It's Dort and Hastings here tonight. The defenders come to town just a game over 500, coach. 9-8, they're 4-4 in the conference. Tall, lanky basketball team we'll see tonight.
Yeah, you know, they're pretty athletic. They can really jump. They're long. You know, they've got a couple 6'2 kids on their team, a 6'3 kid, and several 5'11 kids. And you know, they shoot the ball well. They run the ball. They run the floor well and try to push the ball in transition. And, you know, they mix it up defensively. They run some half court man, and then they'll run some 1-2-2 full court, you know, guard the ball and try to trap early, press, and they'll run a 2-2-1 press, and they'll run some 3-2 zone in the half court. And so, you know, tonight for us, it's going to be about recognizing what Dort's trying to do to us, you know, defensively, and us taking advantage and trying to execute, you know, the right thing at the right time.
Like you said, they are very good defensively, giving up points, number one in the conference at 57 points, second in the conference in field goal percentage as far as they're giving up, and third in the three-point shooting. So just talk about their defense, a very tough one to handle tonight.
Yeah, and again, that's, you know, partly due to the fact that they're big and they're long, and they can kind of, you know, protect the paint pretty easily and still be able to kind of get out and guard on the perimeter, because they are pretty athletic for their size, and they run the floor well, and you know, they've been causing some people some issues because they mix up their defenses and more so than, you know, any of those defenses being extremely stifling, it's more of the confusion factor. You know, what are they in, and what should we be in as a result? And so, you know, that'll be a factor for us. And like I said, we're going to have to really take care of the ball and know when to be aggressive and know when to execute our stuff.
One of the big girls we'll see tonight, Kara Van Dyke, a 6'2" junior who's in double figures, 13.2 points and 7.6 rebounds per game. Talk about her as a player.
Yeah, she's a really good player. You know, she offensively, she can kind of do it all. She can hit threes. She can post up. She's a good driver. She's a good mid-range shooter. She kind of, you know, great offensive rebounder. So she kind of has it all, and you got to be able to kind of guard all those things and respect, you know, her shot, and at the same time guard her drive. Our philosophy with her will be the same as it's been, you know, with a lot of the good players we've already seen in the conference and just throughout the season. You got to limit her touches, and you got to be real physical with her, and you got to, you know, make her work really hard when she doesn't have the ball in her hands, so that when she does have it, it's not as often and it's in situations where maybe she doesn't quite like to be.
What do we got to do tonight? Kind of hang with this team and maybe grab a win at the end.
you know, defensively, we're really going to have to you know, cover up their shooters in transition, and they run the floor well, and we've talked a lot about that. You know, we've struggled with that a little bit at times, just in spurts. There are times where our transition defense is great, and then there are other times where we get lax, and you know, a team will score three or four transition buckets on us just right in a row. So we're going to have to avoid that tonight for sure. And then, you know, we're going to have to keep them off the offensive boards. They're a team that if you don't box them out and if you're not physical with them, on the boards, they'll just kill you on the offensive rebounds, just cause they're long and they're tall and they just jump over you. So we're definitely going to have to play physical and we're probably going to pressure a little bit in the backcourt. I think they're pretty fast, but you know, I think that's an area where we can maybe, you know, create a little bit of a transition and turnover opportunity for ourselves in the backcourt. So we'll pick and choose our times and try to get some, you know, situations where we can maybe force some turnovers. Thank you.
Gary Hostetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Dort tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Now, stay tuned for the tip-off straight ahead.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Caring about customers first is the Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust your Midas Auto Service and tire experts for all your car care needs. Midas is the best place for new tires. Stop into Midas and receive a free alignment check and a $75 mill-in rebate with the purchase of four select Cooper tires. Midas will also include free rotation and free flat repair for the life of your tires. Midas, total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Kearney.
Limited time offer.
Trust the Midas touch.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Frell Arena tonight, Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS. Hastings College getting sent to face the Dort Defenders in a women's men's basketball doubleheader here tonight. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you this evening. Women's game is up first. Hastings College coming in. A record of 8 wins, 9 losses on the season. They're sitting at 3-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort coming in. A record of 9 wins and 8 losses. They are 4-4 in conference play. Hastings College playing their first game back from the Christmas holiday break here in the 2013 portion of their schedule. Hastings did play a couple of ball games during the break, losing to Tabor College, or rather beating Tabor College 62-54, and dropping a couple of games to Kansas Wesleyan and Southwestern of Kansas 70-57 and 76-58. The Dort Defenders, they have played only one game since Christmas, and that was on Saturday up in Orange City, Iowa, when they knocked off Clark College out of Iowa by a score of 69-48. The Defenders, a team that comes in here averaging 68.6 points per ball game. Offensively, that is 7th this week in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. But they are very good defensively. They're giving up only 57.5 points per ball game. That is number one in the conference. In fact, Dort allows teams to shoot only 36% against them and 26% from the three-point arc. And offense has not been the real strength point of the Hastings College basketball team this year either. Hastings College is sitting second to the last in field goal percentage this week at 35%. They are dead last in three-point shooting at 25%, and they're last in free throw percentage as well at 61%. So I think a huge task tonight for Hastings College as they try to inch back up to the 500 mark as they come in with a mark of 8 wins and 9 losses on the season. Starting lineups here tonight brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. First of all, for the Dort defenders, they will go with Caleb Brickeyes tonight, 5 foot 5 inch junior out of Edgerton, Minnesota. Brickeyes averaging 11 points and about 3.9 rebounds per game. Also, Jasmine Shellhouse is a 5 foot 7 inch freshman out of Pella, Iowa. She is averaging 6.8 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Kara Van Dyke is a 6 foot 2 inch junior from Edgerton, Minnesota. Van Dyke is averaging 13.2 points, and she's the fourth leading rebounder in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, grabbing rebounds per game. Brianna Spronk is a 5 foot 11 inch senior out of Edgerton, Minnesota. Spronk is averaging 10.9 points and 5.6 rebounds per game. And the other starter for the Dort defenders will be Eliza Marish, a 5 foot 11 inch junior out of Beresford, South Dakota. She is averaging 9 points and 5.5 rebounds per ball game. For Hastings College here tonight, Cammie Bruckman, a 5 foot 9 inch junior out of Silver Lake, averaging 9.8 points and 4.4 rebounds per game. Chelsea Morton, a 5 foot 7 inch freshman out of Holdridge, she's averaging 8.7 points and 5.2 rebounds per game. Brittany Wong is a 5 foot 3 inch senior from Carmichael, California. Wong is averaging 8.3 points and 2.7 rebounds per game. Melissa Thompson, a 5 foot 11 inch senior out of Papillion, Nebraska. Thompson averaging 5 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. And the other starter for Hastings will be Laurel Zwiener, a 6 foot 4 inch junior out of Pleasanton, Nebraska, averaging 5.6 points and 4.9 rebounds per game. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. As we get back into the swing of things after the Christmas holiday break, the team's back in action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference tonight. We got doubleheaders going on all across the conference this evening. Bob Marley is playing at Briar Cliff. Dort here against Hastings. Dakota Wesleyan is at Midland tonight. Northwestern is at Concordia, and Morningside is at Nebraska Wesleyan. As action gets underway tonight, Concordia, the only undefeated team left on the women's side of things, are sitting at 7-0 in the conference. Morningside with one loss at 6-1. Briar Cliff and Northwestern tied for third at 5-2. Dort is in seventh place at 4-4. Hastings right now in eighth place in the conference, sitting at 3 wins and 4 losses on the season. Hastings dressed in their homestanding white, trimmed and lettered in the crimson, and the Broncos control the opening tip. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left here tonight. There's a feed to the wing. Chelsea Morton nearly had it ripped out of there, but Morton gets it under control. Out of Thompson, top of the key. Entry pass is going to be deflected away from Bruckman, and the ball is going to be brought down here by Dort. First turnover on Hastings College in the ball game. Here's Shellhouse, and we got a whistle. And we've got a problem with the shot clock as it came back to 15 seconds. So we've got a shot clock problem here, and it'll be Dort inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Just underway, Hastings College and Dort tonight. Women's college basketball from the Osborne Sports Complex. Shellhouse will inbound the ball here for Dort. Looking, finally gets it in on the right side of the lane. That's Van Dyke. Van Dyke turns around as well, slapped out of her hands. Comes out here to Shellhouse. She can't control it in the wing, and it goes out of bounds. First turnover on Dort here in the ball game. The defenders, they will platoon all five players when they decide to substitute. Normally, they're bringing five players in, five players out. So we'll see a bunch of players in the basketball game here tonight for the Dort defenders. Hastings back with the ball in their offensive zone. Down in the corner is Melissa Thompson. Lobs it inside down to Zwiener with her back to the basket. Kicks it back out here to Thompson. Top of the key now to Wong. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the wing on the right side. Goes to Bruckman. Her pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Van Dyke. Long pass down to Florida Brookeye. She drives it, shoots it, and misses the layup. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up and in. Eliza Marish scoring there after the offensive rebound. 2-0 is the score. Dort goes out on top of Hastings in women's college basketball. Here's Chelsea Borton with the ball deep wing on the right side. Bounce pass out on top. That's Thompson with it. Now to Wong. Free throw line extended left side. Brittany Wong looking inside. Dribbles once. Top of the key. Bruckman has got it. Goes over to Zwiener on the wing on the right side. Laurel Zwiener being attacked out there defensively. Zwiener puts it on the floor. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Comes out to Brittany Wong. Wong, a long three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good at the end of the shot clock. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be the Dort defender's ball. Again, Hastings College hitting only 35% of their field goal tries so far this year, next to the last in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Driving down the lane, a scoop shot is up there and in. Kayla Brookeye scoring there. She took her right down the lane against the Hastings College defense. 4-0 is the score now. Dort is out on top. Hastings College back with the ball. Here's Brittany Wong. Now Cammie Breckman on the left side. That's to Melissa Thompson. Lobs it inside to Zwiener. Zwiener kicks it back out of the wing on the right side. That's going to be Wong. Her three-pointer is put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Morton has got it. She loses control. It comes into the backcourt. It's going to be picked up there by Melissa Thompson. Melissa comes over across the midcourt stripe down to Brittany Wong. Penetrates down the lane. Goes for the hole, and she can be fouled into play. And Brittany Wong will go to the free throw line here. The personal foul is going to be called on Kayla Brookeyes. That's going to be her first foul. First team foul on the defenders here in this first half of play. And Brittany Wong will go to the free throw line for Hastings. Wong is a 57% foul shooter in the season. She's 23 out of 40 from the stripe, averaging 8 points per ball game. Her shot is up there. It's no good. And Hastings is a team dead last in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week. They're hitting only 61% of their foul shots as a team. 4-0 is the score. Dort has got the lead. There's a second shot. It's up there and in. So Brittany Wong gets Hastings on the scoreboard. 4-1 is the score. Took Hastings 2 minutes and 5 seconds to get on the board here in this basketball game. There's a Barish, and she's going to be fouled into play from behind. It's going to go on Breckman of Hastings. That's going to be Gammy's first personal foul, the first team foul on the Broncos here in this first half of play. Brianna Spronk will inbound the ball here. Bounce pass. It's going to be kicked here by Melissa Thompson, so Spronk will play it in again just to the left of the Bronco bench down here. Brianna Spronk looking to get things in. She does. Kara Van Dyke has got it picked up there by Chelsea Borden. Out of Brookeyes on the wing. Lobs it inside to Marish. Marish drives the ball toward the hole. The shot is up there and in. Eliza Marish scoring there. That's her second field goal. She's got 4 points in the ball game. The Dort defender is out to a 6-1 lead over Hastings College. 2.5 minutes into the ball game. Here's Melissa Thompson, near sideline now to Cammie Breckman. Out on top, dribbling with the ball is Morton. He gives it up now to Wong. Free throw line extended left side. Up to Melissa Thompson, now to Cammie Breckman. She drives the ball to the basket. Shot is up there and in. Cammie Breckman had a good 3 games during the Christmas holiday break. He's the most consistent offensive player here for Hastings College. She scored about, 43 points in the 3 ball games during the break. Gets her first field goal there. Hastings College back to within 3 points. 6-3 is the score as the defenders move the ball down on the baseline. Now it's going to be tipped away. The scramble is on. Jump ball is going to be called, and the arrow pointing in favor of Dort, so the defenders will play things in. Chelsea Morton came up with a loose ball there for Hastings, but she was tied up on the play. So Kara Van Dyke will inbound the ball, baseline right side. They lob it out here to Eliza Marish as she drives the ball into the lane, stomps and pops 10 feet away. Her shot no good. One shot and done as Laurel Zwiener grabs the rebound for Hastings. Out with pass to Brittany Wong. Wong brings it back to the center of the floor. Now to Morton on the wing on the right side. Morton looking to penetrate. Drives it between a couple of defenders. Puts it off of the window. No good. And a rebound comes down to Brianna Spronk for the Dort defenders. Gets the ball ahead now to Brookeyes. Nice feed underneath to Van Dyke. She's in on the play and a foul called. Van Dyke is knocked out of bounds there by the Broncos. And a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. The foul is going to go on Melissa Thompson. That's going to be her first foul and a second team foul on Hastings College. Zwiener comes out of the ball game, checking in there for Hastings will be Sierra Williamson. Melissa Thompson also comes out of the ball game. Frankie Peterson in. 16-31 to play first half, 6-3 the score. Dort has got a 3-point lead. They play it in down in the corner to Van Dyke. Shot for three is up there, no good. Long rebound, it comes out here. The chase is onto the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Van Dyke was going after it with the Cammie Breckman. It goes out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in right at the midcourt stripe. Just underway here in women's college basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Women's men's basketball doubleheader tonight with the guys going at about 8 o'clock this evening. The Dort defenders on the men's side of things ranked number 13 in the country this week. Here's a Chelsea Morton with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Gets it out to Breckman. Out of Morton again on the wing on the left side. Feeds it inside to Sierra Williamson. Out to Brittany Wong. Moves it to the left on the dribble. Brittany Wong still has got it. Now to Cammie Breckman. She slides it between a couple of defenders all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there at him. Cammie Breckman drives the ball to the hoop and scores. She's got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Hastings College now within one again. It's 6-5. Brookeyes down in the corner. That's a Brianna Spronk. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound Breckman. Outlet pass to the near sideline to Brittany Wong. Hastings can pull ahead here with a field goal. Wong drives the ball to the basket. Her shot good and she fouled. Brittany Wong finds a seam and takes it right to the hole. She's fouling the play. Now Brittany Wong will go to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a three-point play. The basket's going to count. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Kara Van Dyke. That's going to be her first foul on Van Dyke. That's the second team foul on the defenders. And going to the free throw line is going to be Brittany Wong. She's got 3 points in the ball game. One of two from the free throw line. China's up there and in. So Hastings College has their first lead of the ball game now at 8-6 on a three-point play. The old-fashioned way by Brittany Wong. Hastings has their first lead at the 15-38 mark. And now Hastings will apply some pressure in backcourt. This is Jamie Cook, who is into the ballgame now for the Dort defenders. He will play things in to Danielle Boone is into the ballgame. Boone hustles into the forecourt now. Hastings will drop back in the man-to-man defense. On the wing, the ball is going to be tipped away. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be, let's see, Dort basketball. Last touched over there by Morton, who got a tip on the ball to the wing. It's going to be Dort inbounding the ball, baseline right side, underneath their own basket. 15-25 to play here in the first half. 8-6 to score. Hastings out on top. They're trying to play it in. Now they do as they get it into Marish, who moves the ball down in the corner again to Jamie Cook. Cook brings her out on top now to Jasmine Shellhouse, who's back into the ball game. Left wing to Brianna Sprunk. She drives the ball against Morton, stops and pops from the baseline. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Morton. Chelsea Morton brings it back the other way. Right-handed dribble into the offensive scoring zone for Hastings. We're 5 minutes into the ballgame. Hastings with a two-point lead. Here's a Brittany Wong on the wing. Dribbles it to the top of the key. Wong bounce pass over here on the wing. Cammie Breckman shot for three is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Cook. Cook gives her away here in backcourt to get it to a Shellhouse. Jasmine Shellhouse into the offensive zone. Tries to drive it down the right side of the lane. He can't do it. Good defense there by Wong of Hastings. Back to the wing on the left side with the ball. There's Brianna Sprunk. Lobs it down into the baseline. There's a shot by Marish. Good. He lines up Marish scoring there. A short jumper over Sierra Williams. And Marish has got 6 points already in the ball game. We're now tied up at 8 points apiece. Hastings back with the ball with 14 and a half to play here in the first half. Chelsea Morton with it. He dribbles with it out here in 3 point territory. Now to Brittany Wong, top of the key. Wong moves it over to Morton again on the wing on the right side. Back out to Brittany Wong. Here's Cammie Breckman down on the baseline now to Frankie Peterson. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Frankie feeds it inside to Williamson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose, picked up by Morton. Her shot's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Dort basketball. Marish trying to grab the ball there for Dort, but it goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Dort basketball. Jessica Jelsma comes into the ball game now for Dort. So Jelsma into the ball game, a 5'8" junior from Hudsonville, Missouri. 8-8 the score. Hastings and Dort here tonight in women's college basketball. On the wing is going to be Boone. Free throw line extended. Picked up there by Breckman. Out on top is going to be Jamie Cook with it now. Cook comes over to a Jelsma. She puts it on the floor as he dribbles out here. Brittany Wong right in her face defensively. There's Cook with the ball at the top of the key. Feeds it down low with the ball. There's Marish. She spins, puts up a shot over Williamson. Good. Eliza Marish is red hot here early for the defenders. 10-8 is the score. Marish has got 8 of the 10 points. Hastings back with the ball. Here's Brittany Wong, Cammie Breckman. Breckman moves it over to Morton on the wing on the right side. Dort is in a man-to-man defense. Peterson, top of the key for Hastings. Dribbles to the free throw line. Gives it up now. Breckman, top of the circle. Fakes the three. Drives it between a couple of defenders. Shot is up there and in. Cammie Breckman with 3 field goals and 6 points now for Hastings. And the Broncos have come back to tie the score up at 10 points apiece. Back the other way. Marish shot up and in. Eliza Marish scores. And now Kerry Hofstetter has seen enough. And look for a solution on the guarding Eliza Marish. As she's got 5 field goals and 10 points. She has scored 10 out of the 12 so far for the Dort defenders. We've got a timeout, 12:58 to play. Here in the first half, it's Dort 12, Hastings College 10.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information. 1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Hastings College will inbound the ball here in backcourt. 12-10 is the score. Hastings down by two. Frankie Peterson will inbound as he gets it in now to Brittany Wong. Dort is in a man-to-man defense here in this possession. Chelsea Morton has got it now to Brittany Wong. Over here on the left side of the wing is Bruckman as he directs a little traffic. Back out to Brittany Wong to Morton on the wing on the right side. Down in the corner, Frankie Peterson. They get it inside to Melissa Thompson. Back outside to Bruckman for three. Shot good. Cammie Bruckman knocks down a three-pointer. She's got 9 points in the ball game. Bruckman, again, has been the most consistent offensive player for Hastings College the past month or so. He's already got 9 points in this ball game, 9-13 for the Broncos. Hastings has a one-point lead, 13-12. They lob her inside now with the basketball for Dort. Is going to be Micah Holst who's into the ball game. Another big, tall girl. As she gets it away to a sprung, she drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there is no good. We got a personal foul called on Hastings. So a personal foul will go on the Broncos. It's going to go on Peterson. That's going to be your first team foul number three on Hastings. They bring up Micah Holst. She is in there, 6'3", and a freshman out of Byron Center, Michigan. 13-12 is the score in Hastings with a one-point lead. There's going to be Dort inbounding the ball as they lob it out here. That's going to be Holst with it now. Holst will give her back to Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma dribbling with the ball against Brianna. Up to Brittany Wong. Goes over in the wing on the left side. There's a shot by Brookeyes from three. No good. And a rebound comes down to Hastings College. That's Holly Bauer with the ball for the Broncos. To Wong. Wong down to Frankie Peterson. Dribbles to the elbow. Left side of the lane. Over to Holly Bauer. Bounce pass down. Low to Thompson. Back door cut to get it to Peterson. Her shot no good, but she's fouled in the play. Broncos executing the offense perfectly that time. They got the back door cut. Just what they wanted with Peterson. And she is fouled in the play here by Brianna Sprunk. Well, that's going to go on Cook, Jamie Cook, number 45. That's going to be her first team foul number three on the defenders. Peterson at the free throw line. Her shot good. Peterson is 71% foul shooter in the season. She's 20 out of 28. And she adds one right here. It's her first point of the ball game. Kara Van Dyke comes back into the ball game now for Dort. 14-12. Hastings College with a two-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's in. So Frankie Peterson nails a couple of free throws, and Hastings College has their biggest lead of this first half at 3 points now at 15-12 with 11:38 to play. There's Jessica Jelsma with the ball now. Picked up by Abby Jackson, who's into the ball game for Hastings College. The Boone, she drives the baseline, throws it over on the far side. There's a shot from 12 feet away. It's going to be no good by Jelsma. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be last touch there by Kara Van Dyke of Dort, so Hastings College will play things in. Marish coming back into the ball game. Jasmine Shellhouse coming back in now for the Dort defenders. Dort 9-8 in the season, 4-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings sitting at 8-9. They are 3-4 in conference play. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball now for Hastings College. Over to Holly Bauer. Top of the key is Thompson. Here's a Jackson again. Free throw line extended left side. Jackson dribbles once. Out on top, here's a three-pointer put up there by Bruckman. No good. Rebound to Peterson. She goes back. Her follow shot, no good. Rebound Thompson. Thompson gets the ball to Jackson. Jackson, cross-court pass goes to the far side. Peterson, her shot from 17 won't go. Rebound to Kayla Brookeyes, and a foul is called. Hastings College with three shots at the hole there, and they couldn't convert. Then a personal foul called here on Bruckman of Hastings. That's going to be her second. So the second foul on Cammie Bruckman. That's going to be team foul number four on the Broncos. Bruckman's going to check out of the ball game. Here comes Holly Samuelson into the contest now for head coach Kerry Hofstetter. 15-12 is the score. Hastings College with a three-point lead as we approach the halfway point of this first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. This is Jasmine Shellhouse with the ball picked up by Jackson. Bounce pass on the wing to Daniel Boone. Boone boosted down on the baseline. There's a short five-footer. It's going to be no good. Samuelson with a rebound. Holly Samuelson has got it. Left-handed dribble here in backcourt. Gets it to Abby Jackson into the forecourt now. They get it to Holly Bauer. She tries to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes back out to Jackson. That is Samuelson down in the corner. On the left side with the ball is Frankie Peterson. Diagonal pass down the right baseline. A shot is up there and in by Melissa Thompson. Thompson scores. That's her first field goal. Hastings College with a five-point lead, 17-12. Back quickly. A shot is up there. No good by Marish, and she's fouled in the play. Racing the Bronco defense that time and slow in getting back there and picking up the personal foul. Melissa Thompson, that's going to be her second personal foul. That is team foul number five on Hastings. This will be a shooting situation. Eliza Marish going to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. She's now got 11 points in the ball game already for the Dort defenders. 11 out of the 13. And she'll toe the mark here for her second shot. It's up there. It's good. So she hits a couple of free throws, and the Dort defenders back within three. 17-14 at the 10-minute mark of this first half. Abby Jackson with the ball over the far sideline to Holly Samuelson. Samuelson holds onto it. Bounce pass out on top again. They get it to Jackson. Here's Frankie Peterson on the wing on the left side, looking for Thompson inside. Can't find her. Frankie Peterson goes down in the corner on the right side. It's going to be too far out of bounds. Trying to get it to Samuelson. They threw it too far out of bounds. That's the third turnover at Hastings College in the ballgame. Broncos averaged 17 turnovers per ballgame. Dort now with a chance to tie things up here with a three-point field goal. On the wing on the left side is going to be Marish. Marish comes out on top. That's Schallhouse with the ball. Now to Brookeyes. Lobs it inside. It's going to be too far out of bounds. Trying to get it to Kara Van Dyke down low, just to the right of the basket, through too far out of bounds. That's the second turnover on the Dort defenders here in the ballgame. They average 19 turnovers per ballgame. 9:33 to play here in the first half. It's 17-14. Hastings College has got a three-point lead. Ball went underneath the bleachers on the far end. Frankie Peterson goes down under to retrieve the basketball, and now we're set to go as Peterson will play things in. They get it to Abby Jackson, down to Frankie Peterson. Over here to Holly Bauer, takes it down on the baseline, then drives that baseline, and scoop shot is up there and in. Holly Bauer, the freshman out of Minden, scores. Hastings College again with a 5-point lead. It should be 19-14, driving down the lane. There's a shot, it's going to be no good. Ball is loose, it's picked up here by Marish. She drives into the hole. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds there by Melissa Thompson. Marish picking up the loose ball and drove it right to the basket, but Melissa Thompson was right there for the Bronco defense. Into the ball game now for Dort is going to be Brianna Spronk. She comes in. Coming out is going to be Boone. So it's going to be Dort inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Brianna Spronk looking to trigger things in. Comes way out on top. The ball is going to be tipped away from Brookeyes. Going after it, and it's out of bounds. Holly Bauer tries to come up with it, but it's out of bounds there. And Hastings will stay here on defense. Dort will play things in off of the far sideline. 28 seconds left in the shot clock. 9:04 to play here in the first half. Hastings with an early 5-point lead over the Dort defenders is 19-14. Marish has got the ball to get her down the high post. Now to Van Dyke with her back to the basket. Picked up there by Frankie Peterson. Squares around. Van Dyke has got it now. Looking to penetrate. Puts it on the floor. Drives the ball in the paint. Stops and pops. Her little 7-footer is up there and in. Kara Van Dyke scoring there for the Dort defenders. She's a load 6'2" and a junior out of Edgerton, Minnesota. 19-16. Hastings College with a three-point lead. Broncos have the ball back to their offensive zone. This is Peterson with the ball. Frankie out here in the three-point territory. Dribbles as she moves to her right. Fires the ball in the high post to Bauer. Down low to Thompson. Shot is up there. It won't go. Rebound comes down to Spronk. Spronk clears it out to the far sideline out of Brookeyes. Brookeyes into the forecourt for the Dort defenders. They can tie things up here with a three-point field goal. Marish with the ball in the lane. Puts it up the right-handed shot. No good. Rebound Thompson on the baseline. Thompson gets it away to Frankie Peterson. Peterson runs her back the other way with a right-handed dribble. Down the lane she goes, puts it up there left-handed and scores. Frankie Peterson scores for Hastings. That's her first field goal. She's got 4 points in the ballgame, and the Broncos now lead by 5 points again. Matches their biggest lead of the ballgame, 21-16. There's Brianna Spronk. Bounce pass goes inside to Marish. Marish working against Thompson. Her shot is up there. It's good. If I see Marish scoring there again for the Dort defenders, he's got 14 points in the ballgame. 21-18. The defender is down by four here. Hastings College with the ball with 7.5 to play. On the wing is going to be Samuelson, the deep wing on the right side. Samuelson out on top of the ball, tipped into the backcourt. The race is on. The ball is loose. It goes out of bounds. Nope, it's saved down there by Dort. Brookeye saves it right into the hands there of Holly Bauer. And now she's called for the palming violation. So the Dort defender has got down the floor to save it. That was a Brookeye's, but right into the hands of Bauer. And as she was bringing the ball up, she's called for the palming violation. Here comes Bruckman into the ballgame. Frankie Peterson will come out. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 21-18, Broncos with a three-point lead in women's college basketball tonight. Jasmine Schallhouse has got the ball now for Dort behind his screen there from Van Dyke. They give the ball to Van Dyke. The ball is going to be stripped away. It's into the backcourt. Scramble is on. Van Dyke has got it. Gets it in the hands now of Boone. Boone hustles into the forecourt. They get it to a Marish. Her shot from 10. Good. Boy, she can't miss. Marish scoring again. She's got 16 points in the ballgame. 16 of the 20 that the defenders have put up. Dort back to within one. Here's Jackson driving the ball. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Marish. Ball loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Jackson. So the Broncos turn the ball away for the fifth time here tonight. Into the ballgame now is going to be Jamie Cook. She comes in. Kara Van Dyke will come to the bench. Into the ballgame for Hastings is going to be Brittany Wong. Coming to the bench will be Jackson. Also coming in for Hastings College is going to be Looks like Laurel Zwiener is going to check in. Going out is going to be Melissa Thompson. 6:47 to play here in the first half. Hastings College 21 and the Dort defenders 20. There's a Jamie Cook with the ball. Right-handed dribble. She brings it into the offensive zone. Flips it back here to Shellhouse. Hastings College in a man-to-man defense. Yasmin Shellhouse from the top of the key. Shot over Wong is good. Shellhouse scoring there. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Dort is hitting 34% of their three-pointers so far this year. That is fifth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Tammy Breckman with the ball for Hastings. Now to Brittany Wong. Dort has got a two-point lead now at 23-21. Entry pass inside is going to be knocked away from Laurel Zwiener. Is picked up here. Back the other way comes Boone. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Breckman. Dort has got a two-point lead. Hastings running back the other way. Ball nearly off of the fingertips of Wong, having problems with it. Now Breckman picks it up. Breckman comes across the top to Chelsea Morton. Down to Breckman, top of the key. Over here to Morton. Lobs it inside to Zwiener. Turns, puts up a shot. No good from point-blank range. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be last touch there by Dort. Kara Van Dyke comes back into the ball game for the defenders, and coming out will be Barish. She won't be there long. She's got the hot hand. 16 points so far in the ball game for Dort, all in the first half, still with 5:50 to play. There's a Chelsea Morton with the ball behind his screen. Morton, bounce pass goes over to Breckman on the deep wing on the right side, circles around, drives it down the lane, draws some traffic, offensive charging foul. As Breckman took the ball right to the hole there, ran into a couple of Dort defenders and gets hit with her third personal foul. So Breckman has now got three fouls here for Hastings College with 5:42 to play in the first half. And Breckman has been the leading scorer for Hastings so far in this ballgame with 9 points. She'll stay in there for the time being. Here's Brianna Sprung. She drives it right around. Breckman takes it right to the hole and scores. Candy couldn't do much there. Now Kerry Hofstetter wants to call a timeout to get Breckman out of the ballgame. Brianna Sprung just drove the ball right against the Cammie Bruck all the way to the hole, and Cammie couldn't do anything because she's playing down with three personal fouls. We've got a timeout, 5:32 to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score, Dort 25, Hastings 21.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Athletics. The Dort defenders on a 9-0 run here over Hastings College after the Broncos open up a 21-16 lead. Dort now out on top with a score of 25-21 just by the 5.5-minute mark of this first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball out on top. Now to Holly Bauer behind the screen from Zwiener. Holly Bauer dribbling with it, comes back over to Brittany Wong. 10 seconds in the shot clock. Wong penetrates down the right side of the lane. Dribbling with the ball, hops out. 15-footer is up there. It's off of the mark, no good. Rebound is loose. It's going to be picked up here by Frankie Peterson. Peterson into the lane, throws it down in the corner, right side to Wong for three. Her shot is up there. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Boone. Boone has got it for the Dort defenders. Long pass ahead. They get it to Sprunk. Sprunk now to Van Dyke. Drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Out of the pass to the near sideline, Frankie Peterson looks up a 2-on-4 break. Peterson out to Brittany Wong inside the free throw circle. Son is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. Brittany Wong hits a long two-pointer there. Wong has now got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings now trailing by 2 points at 25-23. That breaks the 9-0 run by the Dort defenders. Dort has got the ball. Here's a Jasmine Shellhouse with it now. Works against Wong. Shellhouse. Bounce pass out on top is going to be tipped by Morton, and Morton steals the ball. Chelsea Morton has got it. She drives the ball to the hole. Her shot good. Chelsea Morton gets the turnover, drives the ball into the hole and scores, and the Broncos come back to tie things up now at 25 points apiece. 4 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's Cook with the ball on the wing on the right side, and now we got a timeout called. A timeout is called there from the Dort bench after Jamie Cook was trapped right at the elbow on the right side of the lanes. We've got a timeout from the Dort defenders. 4:03 to play in the first half. The score, Hastings 25, Dort 25.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. The Nebraska men playing in Columbus, Ohio tonight against the 8th-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes. Here's a three-pointer from the deep right corner. It's going to be no good by Brookeyes. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Morton with the ball. Drives into the rack. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound Brookeyes. Now we've got a whistle here in backcourt, and we've got a jump ball or a foul called back here. The foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Chelsea Morton. That's going to be your first. And Nebraska is playing Ohio State tonight in men's college basketball. Halftime score, 8th-ranked Ohio State leading Nebraska 36-17. 36-17, Ohio State leading Nebraska. That is a halftime score in men's college basketball tonight. There's a shot from the free throw line by Brookeyes. It's going to be good. The Nebraska women getting set to take on Wisconsin in their conference opener tonight, 7:05 tip-off time at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. There's the next shot by Brookeyes. No good. Gets her own rebound. Foul shot is up and in. Brookeyes misses the free throw. Brookeyes gets the rebound right on the baseline and scores. So it turns out to be a three-point play there for the Dort defenders. They've got the lead now, 28-25 over Hastings. Broncos have the ball deep in the corner on the right side. That's Holly Samuelson. Out on top to Brittany Wong. Over here is Samuelson. Samuelson deep in the corner on the left side. Bauer on the wing. Out to Brittany Wong again. 8 seconds in the shot clock. There's a long-range jumper by Samuelson for three. Shot good. Samuelson is only an 11% three-point shooter in the season, and she buries that one to tie the score up at 28 points apiece. Back the other way, Ashana's up and in. That's going to be Brianna Spronk scoring there. That's her second field goal. She's got 4 points, and Dort has got the lead, 30-28 over Hastings College. Down to 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Here's Bauer with the ball. Brittany Wong, top of the key, over to Chelsea Morton. Back out to Wong, top of the circle. Wong directing traffic, moves it over in the wing on the right side. That's Morton with the ball. Moves it down in the corner. That's Samuelson to a Chelsea Morton. 9 seconds of the shot clock. Here's Brittany Wong out in 3-point territory, looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes out on top to Bauer. Drives it down to Lehner. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Zwiener. Follow shot is up there. Misses that one. Rebound comes down to Morton. Follow shot good. Three shots in the hole there for Hastings. Chelsea Morton finally gets the field goal. Now we're tied up at 30 points apiece in the first half with 2:29 to play. Dort has got the ball. Shellhouse out of Brookeyes. Entry pass to get her down the high post there to Amerish. Drives the ball against Wiener. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Samuelson. Samuelson winds her way back up the floor. Brings it to the free throw line over on the wing on the right side of Brittany Wong. A three-pointer is put up there and in. Wong nails the three ball, and she's got 9 points in the ball game. Hastings has the lead now at 33-30. Bronco is trying to force some turnovers here in backcourt. Marish has got it. Her shot for the window. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Bauer with the ball. The Broncos have a three-point lead. 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Brittany Wong will set things up now. Feeds it on the deep wing on the right side. Now we got a foul called here. Morton had it. She's going to be fouled in the play by Caleb Brookeyes of Dort. That's going to be her second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 4 on the Dort defenders. So the second half now underway in Columbus, Ohio. Ohio State leading Nebraska 41-17. Hastings College will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. They've got a three-point lead at 33-30 with a minute and 42 seconds to play. Here's Wong with it at the top of the circle trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Gives it away to Samuelson. Back out to Wong. Wong feeds it inside. That's going to be a Sierra Williamson. Back out to the top of the key to Samuelson. A three-pointer, no good. Rebound Bauer. Her shot in the lane, good. Holly Bauer gets the offensive board and the putback. Hastings again with a five-point lead, 35-30. Here come the defenders back. We got a palming violation called here on Caleb Brookeyes. Turnover number 4 on Dort here in the ballgame. Hastings doing a great job on the boards the past couple of minutes, getting second, third, fourth opportunities at the hole. And bam, just like that, the Broncos back out to a five-point lead, 35-30. Here comes Wong with it now on the dribble. Goes on the far sideline to get it to Chelsea Morton. Morton holds it. Morton holds it against Brookeyes. Finally, a bounce pass comes out here between the rings. That's going to be Brittany Wong, not a Samuelson. 10 seconds in the shot clock. Samuelson out on top to Morton. Entry pass to get it inside to Williamson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke out with pass to the near sideline to Jalsma. Jasmine Jalsma hustles back the other way against Brittany Wong. Jalsma gives her way out here in three-point territory to Brookeye. She tries to drive the ball. Nearly travels with it. Gets it out to Cook. Top of the key. Three-pointer. Rims off no good. Offensive rebound. Following shot is up there. That one's good. Brianna Sprock scoring there. An offensive board and a putback. She's got 6 points in the ball game. 35-32. Hastings to the three-point lead. Wong goes over to Chelsea Morton. Out here in three-point territory to Brittany Wong. Wong with 20 seconds to play. In fact, the shot clock and the game clock pretty well matched up here. 13 seconds to go. Blob pass to Williamson. Elbow right side of the lane. She turns and she'll be tied up on the play. Arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings College, so the Broncos will play things in. With 7 seconds to play here in the first half, 35-32 is the score. Here comes Shellhouse back in there. Here comes Danielle Boone into the ball game now for the Dort defenders. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket with a three-point lead. Brittany Wong will inbound the ball here for Hastings. Lobs it out here to Morton. Morton moves to her left. Now drives the ball all into the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Chelsea Morton scores for Hastings. Up to four and time runs out here. Chelsea Morton finds a seam in that Dort defense and takes the ball right to the hole to give Hastings a five-point lead here at halftime. That matches the biggest lead of the ball game for Hastings College, and they will enjoy it here at halftime. 37-32 is our score after the first 20 minutes of play in the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings 37, Dort 32. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Buy Right Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Brunt is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at Buy Right Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at Buy Right Truck Sales.
The Hastings College Basketball Scholar Athlete of the Week, proudly brought to you by BuyRight Truck Sales, specializing in DMF trailers. For the personalized attention you desire, call Rodney Bruns at BuyRight Truck Sales, 402-469-4414. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you.
Buy Right Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Brunt is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at Buy Right Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at Buy Right Truck Sales.
Our KHAS Scholar Athlete of the Week is Hastings College men's basketball player Jake Marvin. Marvin is a senior from Lincoln with a 4.0 grade point average, majoring in business administration and sports management with a minor in economics. Marvin has been a three-year starter for the Broncos. He was named to the 2011-2012 All-GPAC second team. This year, he's averaging 8.3 points and 4.2 rebounds per game while shooting 49% from the field. Marvin was named an NAIA Scholar Athlete last season. He's involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. In his spare time, Jake Marvin enjoys movies, frisbee golf, and ping pong. Once again, the KHAS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Jake Marvin of Lincoln. The Scholar Athlete this week is brought to you by BuyRight Truck Sales, supporting Hastings College athletes for their accomplishments in the classroom and on the court.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight as we learn more about campus life at Hastings College. Brought to you by Krieger Electric of Hastings, your local Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Havronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Krieger Electric Company serves the greater Hastings Quad County area with complete electrical service for commercial businesses, industry, and your home. Krieger Electric is now a proud dealer of Kohler Home Generators. Don't let your neighbor's home be the only one with the lights on during a power outage. Kohler Home Generators give you dependable power and security. And when you support world-class products with a trusted local dealer that's 100% skilled, trained, and qualified like Krieger Electric is, there really is no comparison.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight Show. Tyson Veronica with you here in our KHS Radio Sports Studios. I am joined this evening by Dwayne Strassheim, Hastings College. And Dwayne, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you for inviting me.
Dwayne, we brought you on the program as we flip our calendars here to the month of January. And as many people that have gone to Hastings College or are associated with Hastings College know, January, all about J-term over at the college. And talk maybe just a little bit about the history of a J-term. I understand it started way back, I believe, in the 60s.
In the 60s, right. Idea of it goes all the way back to 1964. As you know, colleges and universities have to be accredited. And one of the accreditation teams that came to our campus in 64, and this was even before my time, I've been there for 48 years, but I didn't come until 65. But in 64, the accreditation team, at its as part of its a report on leaving the campus, said, you know, you have a really good traditional liberal arts program, kind of underlining traditional. And their suggestion, their advice to us was to somehow pep it up a little bit, come up with something a little bit different, new and different and innovative. Well, the president at that time was Ted Maxon. And Ted, before he had come to Hastings College, had been with the National Office of the Presbyterian Church, and with and especially the higher education part of the Presbyterian Church. And he was familiar with the college in St. Petersburg, Florida, which at that time was called Florida Presbyterian. It's now called Eckerd College, very good school. And in 1960, they had gone to a new calendar called the 4-1-4, 4 months in the fall, 1 month in January, and 4 months in the spring. And he had suggested that Hastings College do that as a means of kind of separating us off from some of the other schools, many of the other schools, and all of the other schools in the region at that time. And so we spent the whole year, the faculty spent the whole year of 65-66 debating whether we should go to a 4-1-4 program with a January term. And we finally decided by a vote of about 55-5, I think it was, to do that. And so that gave us the J term. The J term provides for each student and each faculty member responsible for only one course at a time, which allows for all sorts of innovative experiences. For example, you can meet the course someplace else. You don't have to meet it on campus because you don't have to worry about other obligations to other courses. Or it provides opportunities for independent study, directed study, internships. All of those kinds of things become possible and really workable in a 1 month or a three. It's 3 weeks. We go 16 days now. It's just a little over 3 weeks. But in that 16-day period, students can learn a tremendous amount of kind of non-classroom experience.
Now, when you talk about that, my 2 years at Hastings College, I took a sports reporting and writing, much of the reason why I'm here today, and then also learned how to pick up the guitar. So you're talking about really a broad array of subjects that the students that on a traditional coursework wouldn't be able to do.
Right. And we encourage people, and we still do that. We encourage faculty and we encourage students to get out of their rut during the J term, to do something different. Once in a while, major required courses in the major are offered and required, but at all other times, we urge students and urge faculty members to do things that they wouldn't ordinarily do.
What's the faculty perception? What's the student perception of J-term? Is this something that everybody gets excited about this time of year?
Well, I think so. I think most of us do anyhow. We've done it so long, and we were number six in the country to go to a J-term or a 4-1-4 calendar. And for a while, I mean, the number steadily increased through the early 1970s. until there were about 400 schools doing it. And then with the first energy crisis, I guess, of 73 and 74, colleges started to close up during January and that sort of thing. And so there was less and less emphasis placed on J-terms. And I'm not sure how many schools are on J-term now. Probably about 100, I would guess. But we've stuck with it the whole time. And if you're, I was telling Alicia this morning, if you're trying to remember how long we've been doing J-term, we have been doing J-term as long as the NFL has been doing a Super Bowl. Our first one was in the January of 1967.
I think the Chiefs and Packers on the Super Bowl, by the way.
That's right. The Packers won 35-10.
There we go. Dwayne Strassheim, our guest on the Hastings College Spotlight here. We are at halftime of the Hastings College basketball game. And Dwayne Strassheim with the Hastings College looks back at the what was J-term that started back in 1967 for Hastings College and still going strong today. A very unique and exciting opportunity for students. And all this month here on the Hastings College Spotlight, we're going to be going around campus and finding some of those unique classes. And good. I'll try to pick up a skill or two as well. So, Mr. Strassheim, thank you so much for joining us here on the Spotlight, and we'll talk with you again in the future.
Thank you. My pleasure.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Krieger Electric, your Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. We are at halftime of the women's ball game. Hastings College out on top of the Dort defenders by the score of 37-32. Checking the shooting numbers in the first half tonight. Hastings College hitting 15 out of 32 from the field for 46%. Meanwhile, Dort 14 out of 31 for 45%. Hastings hitting 3 out of 8 from 3-point territory, 37%. Dort only 1 out of 6 for 16%. Free throws, Hastings 4 out of 5 for 80%. Meanwhile, Dort was 3 out of 4 for 75%. The rebounds, Hastings has got 12 in the first half. Actually, Hastings with 18 in the first half compared to 10 for Dort. Hastings winning the offensive war 6-3. The Broncos have 7 turnovers in the first half compared to 4 for the Dort defenders. Hastings with 1 block shot and 1 steal. Dort with no block shots and 3 steals. So Hastings College has got the lead over the Dort defenders in women's college basketball tonight. The score is 37-32. Checking the scoring in the first half for Hastings, are being led by Cammy Breckman and Brittany Wong. Cammy Breckman has got 1 3-pointer. She's got 3 2-point field goals. Breckman is hitting 4 out of 5 from the field in the first 20 minutes. She's got 9 points here for Hastings College. Brittany Wong also with 9 points. Wong has got a 3-pointer. She's got a couple of 2-point field goals. She is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Wong is hitting 3 out of 7 from the field so far in this first half. Other scorers, Chelsea Morton has got 6 points and 3 field goals. Hastings getting 4 points from Holly Bauer on 2 field goals. Frankie Peterson with a field goal. She is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4 points. Holly Thompson has knocked down a 3-pointer for early score in the first half. Melissa Thompson has got a field goal and 2 points for Hastings College. One girl has done all the damage offensively for the Dort defenders. Eliza Marish has got 16 points here at halftime. She has got 7 field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So she's got exactly 50% of the points in the first half. Marish with 16. Then you've got Brianna Spronk with 6 points and 3 field goals. 5 points for Kayla Brookeye. She's got a couple of field goals, and she's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Jasmine Shellhouse has got 3 points in the ball game and a three-pointer, and Kara Van Dyke has got a goal for 2. That is it. Hastings College with a lead over the Dort defenders here at halftime by a score of 37-32. Checking some other scores that we have in so far. Northwestern is out on top of Concordia. They're at the halftime. It's Northwestern leading number one ranked Concordia by a score of 35-34 at Women's College play. That's a good matchup tonight. Concordia is ranked number one, Northwestern number 8. And the Red Raiders out of Northwestern with a lead over Concordia 35-34 at halftime. We've got Briarcliff, ranked number 6 in the country. They've got the lead in their ball game over Mount Marty, the team that we will see on Saturday. Score at halftime, that contest is sitting at 45-35. Other games going on in the conference tonight. You've got Dakota Wesleyan playing at Midland, and Morningside is playing at Nebraska Wesleyan this evening. The conference standings as action got underway today. You've got Concordia out on top at 7-0. They're the only undefeated team left in the conference. Morningside is sitting in second place. They've got one loss. They're at 6-1. Briarcliff and Northwestern tied for third place at 5-2. On down the standings, you've got Dort sitting in seventh place right now at 4-4. Hastings College is in eighth place at 3-4 as the two teams score off here at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a 30-second break. We've got the second half coming up. Hastings 37, Dort 32.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Men's college basketball action in the Big Ten tonight. Ohio State is leading Nebraska 55-29. They're in the second half of play in Columbus. That's the conference opener for the Huskers. They're trailing 55-29. Dort has got the ball. Here's a little short jumper by Marish. It's going to be up and in, so she scores again. For the defenders, their first field goal in the second half from Marish. She's now got 18 in the ball game. And the Hastings College lead is 3 points. The Broncos have no answer for Marish inside tonight for the Dort defenders. Hastings with the ball. Here's Brunkman down there on the baseline. Traps. She gets it away. Brittany Wong has got it. Pulls out, shoots a three-pointer. It's up and in. Brittany Wong from the wing on the left side. She scores. She's got 12 points in the ball game. And now Hastings has their biggest lead of the ball game at 6 points. 40-34 with 19 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the ball game. Marish has got it again. A short jumper off of the left baseline is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Thompson. Allen pass goes to the far sideline to Wong. And here come the Broncos. Wong into the forecourt now for the Broncos. Working with it on the dribble. Goes over to Cammie Bruckman on the wing on the left side. Moves it down in the corner. That's going to be a Thompson with the ball. Thompson trying to shake loose from Marish. Thompson bounce pass inside to Zwiener. Turnaround jumper in the lane is going to be no good. Rebound Bruckman. Bruckman trap goes up for the shot anyway. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose is picked up here by Thompson. And a jump ball is going to be called. Thompson mixing it up there with Marish, and a jump ball is going to be called. Arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, and the Broncos will inbound. Baseline left side underneath their own basket, 40-34. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Brittany Wong will get things in to Chelsea Morton behind the screen. Morton trying to drive it down the left side of the lane. Can't do it. Flips it out here to Wong. Now to Bruckman. Drives it to the hole. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose. It's rolls down here to the free throw line. Finally picked up by Marish. Marish on the attack back the other way. Bounce pass goes to the far side to Brookeyes. Brookeyes dribbling into the lane. Has it knocked loose. It's picked up here. Long three-pointer put up there by Shellhouse. Her shot is up and in. Jasmine Shellhouse scoring there. That's her second three-pointer in the ball game. She's got 6 points. 40-37. Hastings down with a 3-point lead. Broncos have the ball. On the wing on the right side is going to be Morton. Out on top to Bruckman for a three. Bingo! Cammie Bruckman nails a 3-pointer. She's now got 12 points in the ball game. Hastings leading again at 43-37. 17:57 to play here in the second half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Brianna Spronk with the ball. Here's Marish again. A short jumper off of the left baseline. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is loose. Hastings had it. They lost it. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touch there by Lizzie Marish for the Dort defenders. So it's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball with 17:44 to play in the ball game. Broncos 43 and Dort 37. There's a Brittany Wong with the ball. She'll bring it into the offensive zone here. For Hastings College runs the offense. Melissa Thompson in the wing. Down to Cammy Breckman. Breckman dribbling with it. Bounce pass comes out on top to Thompson. Now to Wong. Free throw line extended right side. Dort in the man-to-man defense. Brittany Wong. Bounce pass out on top to Morton. Bounce pass down low. The ball is going to be knocked away from Zwiener. That's going to be taken away here. Taken away by Kara Van Dyke. That's the eighth turnover on Hastings. Brick Eyes moves it down to the baseline. Driving the baseline is going to be Sprong. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener of Hastings. 3 minutes into the second half, the Broncos have a six-point lead, 43-37. Here's Bruckman with the ball. Top of the key to Zwiener. Down to Wong trying to penetrate toward the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the Dort defenders. That's going to be Marish with the ball. Marish now to Shellhouse. Shellhouse, long pass, moves it down in the corner. Brick Eyes having problems with it. Brick Eyes gets it under control, puts it on the floor, dribbles into the lane now, kicks it back out of the wing on the right side to Van Dyke, takes it down the baseline, spins, puts up a shot over Morton, no good. Chelsea had the rebound, she lost it. It's picked up by Thompson. Thompson gets it out of the hands of Brittany Wong. 16:28 to play here in the ballgame. Hastings 43, Dort 37. Hastings with the ball on the offensive attack now. That's Wong on the dribble. Moves it to the left side of the floor. Comes across the top. That's Bruckman. Throws up a three-pointer from the top of the key. It's up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Van Dyke. Van Dyke outlet pass to the far sideline to Shellhouse. Now to Brookeyes. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's good. Nope. They say her foot was on the line. But the field goal is good for two. Caleb Brookeyes now has 7 points in the ballgame. 43-39. Hastings leading by 4 points. Broncos with the ball. Brittany Wong, top of the key. Moves it over here to Morton on the wing. Down in the corner now. That's Zwiener. Back out to Morton, now to Thompson, between the circles. On the wing on the left side is going to be Brittany Wong. Now to Brockman, top of the circle. She drives it down to the left side of the lane. It's no good. And a rebound comes down to Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke down to Shellhouse. Long pass down to Florida Spronk. Her driving layup is going to be knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. The officials look at one another. They give the ball to Dort. Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 15 and a half to play in the ballgame. Hastings with a four-point lead, 43-39. Dort will inbound underneath the basket to get it to Jamie Cook. Cook now left side of the lane to Sprong. She puts up a shot over Morton. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Thompson. Thompson has got it for Hastings College. Now to Wong, now to Chelsea Morton. Morton here on the near sideline, holding the ball. Out to Bruckman, top of the key. Now to Wong. Left side of the lane. She drives it toward the goal. Contact made. Foul called. So Brittany Wong draws some contact there. Picks up a personal foul. It's going to go on Jessica Jelsma. That's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number one of the defenders here in the second half. Here comes Brookeyes into the ball game now. Coming out is going to be Sprunk. Non-shooting situation. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Here's Brittany Wong. Two-handed pass comes out here to Bruckman. She drives the ball into the paint. Jump pass down low to Thompson. Now to Bruckman. Now to Morton. Now to Bruckman out here. 3-point territory as Dort stays man-to-man. Bounce pass goes inside. It's going to be Thompson, and a foul is going to be called. Melissa Thompson was surrounded by black shirts inside, and a foul is going to be called here on Brookeyes. That's going to be your third. Second team foul in Dort. So going to the free throw line will be Melissa Thompson. Thompson is a 57% foul shooter in the season. Hastings was 4 out of 5 from the free throw line in the first half. So Thompson eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. It's good. Melissa Thompson will get one more for Hastings. Thompson, a 5'11" senior out of Papillion. Here's Abby Jackson into the ballgame now for Hastings. Coming out will be Brittany Wong. 15:02 to play in the contest. Hastings leading by 5. Next shot is up there. It's good by Thompson. So Hastings again with a 6-point lead. This matches their biggest lead of the ball game now at 45-39. Hastings attacking in backcourt with Jackson. Jonesman brings it into the offensive zone for Dort. Comes over here to Boone, who's back into the ball game. Boone sends it out on top now. Jonesman takes it down the left side of the lane against Jackson. The shot's going to be blocked by Jackson. The ball is loose. It's picked up out here by Boone. Boone keeps the ball alive for Dort. There's a pass deflected. It's going to be picked up by Jackson. Abby Jackson, long pass ahead to Bruckman. She drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It is good, and she's fouling the play. Gabby Breckman gets the field goal to go down, and she's fouled into play. That's now 14 points for Gabby Breckman. Jamie Cook picks up the personal foul here for Dort. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number three on the defenders. And in the ball game now will be Amerish. Going out is going to be Van Dyke. So the former Silver Lake Mustang, Cammy Breckman, will go to the free throw line now to try and make this a three-point play. Her shot is up there, and the shot is down through the hole. It's good. So a three-point play. Hastings College now with their biggest lead of the ball game at 48-39. With 14 and a half minutes to play here in the contest, the Broncos leading by 9 points. Here's a Jelsma with the ball. Jelsma, bounce pass in the wing. Boone, she penetrates inside, puts up a little 10-footer. Shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Breckman. Cammy Breckman back the other way, 2-on-2. Breckman looks behind her. Everything's okay. Breckman will send it out to Abby Jackson. Jackson dribbling with the ball here. The Broncos have a 9-point lead. Melissa Thompson has got it on the deep wing. Top of the key, Williamson out of Jackson. On the wing on the left side, Abby comes out here to Cammy Breckman. Lob pass down to Thompson, and she blows the easy one. We got a foul called. Melissa Thompson loose, had the shot, but she was hit on the play, and a foul is going to be called here on Dort. It's going to go on Jamie Cook. That's going to be your third personal foul, team foul number four on the defenders. And going to the free throw line again for Hastings will be Melissa Thompson. 2 out of 2 so far tonight, 57% foul shooter in the season. Shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim, dances around, and goes down through the hole. Hastings with a 10-point lead, 49-39. Here comes Spronk back into the ballgame. Shellhouse comes in. Melissa Thompson back to the free throw line here for Hastings. So the Broncos have opened up a 10-point lead, 49-39. Next shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good, and ball goes out of bounds. That's going to be Dort basketball. Melissa Thompson will come to the bench now. And going into the contest is going to be Frankie Peterson. Broncos will pressure here in backcourt. Hastings with a 10-point lead now at 49-39 with 13:45 to play. Now we got some contact made again as Dort was attacking the basket. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Abby Jackson. So the first foul on Jackson. That's going to be team foul number one on Hastings. Going to the free throw line will be Jasmine Shellhouse. Shellhouse, a 64% foul shooter in the season for Dort. She'll have a two-shot opportunity, and the first one is up there. It's no good. She was mauled in the act of shooting. These two teams, the two worst free throw shooting teams in the conference. Dort is number 10. Hastings number 11. Second free throw is up there. It's no good. Misses a pair. Rebound comes down to Brunkman. Hastings still with a 10-point lead, 49-39. Morton goes for the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out of bounds. Last touch there by Dort. It looked like maybe Williamson was the last to touch it. The ball tapped out of bounds, and they award the ball to Hastings. Broncos will inbound baseline right side underneath their own basket, leading by 10 points at 49-39. Jackson lobs it out here to Morton behind the screen from Williamson. Morton trying to penetrate inside, kicks it out here to Breckman. Down in the corner now to Frankie Peterson. Drives it, makes a move on the baseline. The shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Marish. Marish gets the board there for Dortz. Hands it away down to Shellhouse. Runs the ball into the offensive zone here. Abby Jackson all over her defensively. On the right side, that's Boone. Not about the three. Pass it up. Now to Shellhouse. She'll take the tray. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound, Spronk. Spronk here on the baseline against Williamson. Comes out here to Danielle Boone. Boone across the top of Shellhouse. Lobs it inside now to Marish. Tries to put a move on. We got a foul called inside. Marish trying to take the ball to the hole there for Dort. She's been their only offense here tonight. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Chelsea Morton. That's going to be her second. So Morton picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number two on Hastings College here in this second half of play. Non-shooting situation. That's going to be Dort inbounding the ball. Baseline right side. They get it to Brianna Spronk on the baseline. Goes up against Morton. Her shot no good. Chelsea grabs the rebound for Hastings. Long pass ahead down the near sideline. Breckman has got it out on top to Abby Jackson. Down on the baseline, now to Frankie Peterson. Nice pass underneath to Breckman. Her shot is up and in. Cammy Breckman now has 17 points in the ballgame. Hastings leading by 12. And now the Dort defenders want to call a timeout. Nice little run here for Hastings College. And the Broncos have opened up a 12-point lead here in the second half of play. 12:42 to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 51, Dort 39.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. And by Mary Lanning Healthcare. They're proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Athletics. Hastings College has got the lead here with the Dort defenders 51-39. The Broncos led this game at halftime by a score of 37-32. So Dort has scored only, 7 points so far here in the second half. They got scored by the Broncos 14-7 to start off this second half, and we're down to 12:42 to play in the ballgame. Hastings trying to even up their record at 9 wins and 9 losses. This will be the fourth win in 8 outings for the Broncos in conference play. So Dort will play things in. The Broncos opening up this second half pretty well at 14-7. So Dort has got the ball back in their offensive zone as Shellhouse has got it now to Brianna Spronk. Lobs the ball inside to Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke right at the free throw line, dribbling down the lane. The ball swatted away from Jackson. Van Dyke picks it back up. Back out on top. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good, but a foul is called. Shellhouse throws it up from the top of the key. And then she is run into by Abby Jackson of Hastings. That's going to be her second personal foul. So going to the free throw line is going to be Shellhouse. Jasmine Shellhouse to the free throw line. She's 0 of 2 so far tonight. Shot is up there. It's good. She'll get 3 shots here. She was fouled in the act of shooting in 3-point territory. So Shellhouse now with 7. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and in. The lead is now 10 points at 51-41. Jasmine Shellhouse will have one more here with the Dort defenders, a freshman from Pella, Iowa. Next one is up there. It's going to be good. So she hits 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. The Hastings lead is now 9 points at 51-42. Jackson with the ball. Frankie Peterson across the midcourt stripe. They get it to a Breckman, who's playing with 3 personal fouls. Out to Abby Jackson in 3-point territory. Dort still in a man-to-man defense. Abby Jackson moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Breckman. Back out to Jackson. Holds the ball high above her head. Dribbles once. Comes across the top to Chelsea Morton. Morton trying to penetrate. Bounce pass here to Breckman. 3 seconds in the shot clock. Breckman takes the shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound. Morton. Shot is up there and in. Chelsea Morton with the offensive board and the putback. She's now got 8 points. 53-42. Hastings with the lead. Driving the baseline is Spronk. Her shot is no good. And we got a foul called. Nope, it goes out of bounds. Goes out of bounds underneath the basket. And Brianna Spronk could not score on the drive from the right corner toward the goal. 53-42. Hastings with an 11-point lead. Dort will inbound the ball here. They get it to a Van Dyke. Van Dyke behind his screen inside the free throw circle. His shot's way off of the marker. Goes out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings' ball. Kara Van Dyke, one of the girls in double figures for Dort coming in here, averaging 13.2. She's been held to just 2 points by the Broncos defense tonight. 53-42. Hastings College with an 11-point lead. 11.5 minutes to play. Frankie Peterson gets the ball out of Jackson. Jackson to Breckman. Down to Frankie Peterson down the far sideline. Hastings back in the offensive zone. Abby Jackson now between the rings. Down to Chelsea Morton down in the corner. That's going to be Breckman with the ball. Brings it back out here to Morton. Hastings now working against the zone defense. Abby Jackson bounce pass inside to Williamson. Down low. The ball's going to be tipped away, but it's picked up by Morton. She puts it down through the hole. They're trying to get it to Frankie Peterson. It was tipped away. Morton was right there in the lane and scores it. 55-42. Hastings College now with a 13-point lead. There's the ball swatted away again, and we have a personal foul called. Taking the ball into the hole, there was a Jasmine Shellhouse, and a foul is going to be called on Williamson. So the first foul on Sierra Williamson. That's going to be team foul number 4 in the Broncos. Jasmine Shellhouse back to the free throw line. 3 of 5 so far in this ball game, and she misses this one. Now 3 of 6 in the free throw line. Coming into the ball game for Hastings will be Bauer. Going out will be Chelsea Morton. Coming into the ball game again for Dort is going to be Boone. And going out is going to be Caleb Brickeyes. Hastings College with a lead, 10 minutes and 48 seconds to play. In the contest, 55-42. Bronco lead is 13. Next shot is up there is good by Shellhouse. Down to the ball game for Dort is going to be Jessica Jelsma. She's going to check in for Shellhouse. And now Hastings wants to call a timeout. Bronco's going to call a timeout here with 10 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break, pay a bill. The score, Hastings College with a lead over Dort. Hastings 55, Dort 43.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Watching that ball game in Seward tonight. Women's college basketball between number one ranked Concordia and 8th ranked Northwestern. And right now with 14 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the contest, Northwestern continues to lead Concordia tonight 43-41. So Northwestern trying to pull the upset on the nation's number one ranked team in women's college basketball. The Red Raiders have a 2-point lead, 43-41. Hastings College leading by 12 points here. It is 55-43. Broncos have the lead as Frankie Peterson will inbound the ball. Dort will apply some pressure back here. Abby Jackson has got it. Down to Holly Bauer down the near sideline. Bauer gets the ball ahead to Williamson. Down in the corner, the Broncos break the press. Out on top again is going to be Peterson. Down in the corner is going to be Bauer with the ball. It's going to be tipped away and it goes out of bounds. Hastings will play things in here on the near sideline. They got 18 seconds to work with it on the shot clock. Frankie Peterson will inbound the ball here for the Broncos. Waiting for the ball. Now she's got it. Peterson will play things in to Jackson out here. Dort is back to their man-to-man defense. Bauer has got it. Left side of the lane. Out to Jackson. Right wing. That is Frankie Peterson. Peterson holds it high above her head. Back out to Jackson. Entry passing it inside to Williamson. She wheels in the lane. Her shot's up there. She'll be blocked down. Picked up by Peterson. Her foul shot is up and in. Frankie Peterson scores. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings with a 14-point lead. 57-43, 10 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Here's a Danielle Boone with the ball. Boone was over in the wing on the right side to Van Dyke. Lobs it down in the baseline. Working with the ball down there is going to be Boone. Wheels with it, gets it to a Sprunk, and we got a foul called. Personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Williamson. That's going to be your second personal foul. And going to the free throw line is going to be Brianna Sprunk. She has got 6 points in the ball game, all in field goals. First chance at a free throw tonight. It's up there and in. Sprunk is a 67% foul shooter in the season, averaging 10.9 points per ball game. She's got seven now in this contest. Hastings with a 13-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Brianna Sprunk nails a couple of free throws. We're halfway through this second half now from the Osborne Sports Complex. Bauer gets the ball ahead to Williamson. The ball is tapped away here. It's going to be picked up by Brianna Sprunk. Nine turnovers on Hastings College. Here come the defenders with the ball. Jessica Jelsma against Jackson. Bounce pass in the wing on the left side. It's going to be Boone with the ball. Boone dribbling with it over here against Cammie Bruckman. Out to a Van Dyke. Van Dyke directing some traffic here. 15 on the shot clock. Van Dyke trying to drive the ball. Stomps at the elbow. Gets it out here to Brianna Sprunk. Back inside. There's a turnaround jumper in the lane by Jelsman. It's going to be no good. Ball is loose. We got a foul called. Personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Jelsman for Dort. That's going to be your second personal foul. Team foul number five on the defenders. Here comes Shellhouse back into the ball game. Here comes Brookeyes coming into the contest as well. 9:25 to play in the ball game. Hastings 57, Dort 45. Broncos will play things in. The ball tipped away from Jackson. It's picked up by Dort. There's a long-range three put up there. No good by Shellhouse. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Hastings. Now the other official comes in there. We're going to have a little conference here. They're going to give the ball, I believe, to Dort. The officials conferring down here on the baseline. 9:17 to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing. Actually, Hastings is ahead here, 57-45. They give the ball to Dort. The Broncos turning the ball away on that last possession. They've now got 10 turnovers in the ball game. Dort will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Shellhouse looking the inbound. Looking the inbound. Finally does. Outside, there's Van Dyke. Her shot for three. Good. Kara Van Dyke nails the three ball from the right side. It's now 57-48. Broncos have a 9-point lead with 9:08 to play. Here's a Frankie Peterson. Peterson gets the ball to Brittany Wong. Wong dribbling with the ball now. Comes to the right side. Chelsea Morton has got it. Free throw line extended. Out to Frankie Peterson. Back inside in a holding foul inside as they get the ball to Cammie Breckman. They went to the hole and scored, but a foul is going to be called here on Boone for Dort. That's going to be your first. Game foul number six on the defender, so a non-shooting situation. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brittany Wong bounce pass. They get it to Breckman in the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Breckman puts it up there left-handed and scores. Cammie Breckman now with 19 points in the basketball game. So Breckman's had another sensational contest. That matches her season high that she put up just last week in the ball game against Kansas Wesleyan. Now we got an offensive foul out on top. An illegal screen put up there by Kara Van Dyke. That's going to be her second. So Dort trying to run their offense there, and Kara Van Dyke is hit with an illegal screen. That's going to be the fifth turnover on Dort in the ball game, and Hastings now with an 11-point lead has the basketball back here. 59-48 with 8.5 minutes to play. Wong lobs it inside to Williamson. Her shot is up and in. So Williamson gets the field goal there for Hastings College. That's their first field goal of the ball game. Brittany Wong gets the assist. The Broncos have a 61-48 lead as the Dort defenders come back into their offensive zone. Here's Van Dyke, and now we got a timeout called. So Dort wants to call a timeout here. 8:13 to play. And the ball game will take a break with the score. Hastings 61, Dort 48.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings. 1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. That showdown going on in Seward tonight. Number one ranked Concordia has now got the lead over Northwestern, a team that is coming here ranked number 8 in the country. Concordia 50 and Northwestern 49. It's been a seesaw battle all night long tonight. Other games going on in the conference. Mount Marty is playing at Briar Cliff. Dakota Wesleyan at Midland. And Morningside is at Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings College will be on the road on Saturday. Broncos will play in Yankton, South Dakota against Mount Marty 2 and 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Both games here on 1230 KHAS. Airtime 1:45 for the pregame show. Hastings in Mount Marty coming up Saturday afternoon. And your home and away voice for the Broncos, 1230 KHAS. 61-48. Hastings with a 13-point lead. Here's Dort with the ball. Shellhouse moves it down the right side of the lane to the goal. She goes. Her shot's going to be up there, blocked down by Peterson. Ball is loose and is picked up by Williamson. Williamson has got it for the Broncos. Now to Chelsea Morton. Down to Brittany Wong. Hastings with a 13-point lead and the basketball now just by the 8-minute mark. Brittany Wong on the wing on the right side. Dort in the man-to-man down in the corner. That's a Morton with it now. Chelsea Morton holds it, brings it up high. Bounce pass goes down to Williamson. Sierra, two-handed pass inside. That's going to be Breckman. Puts it up there left-handed and scores again. Cammie Breckman now with 21 in the ballgame. It's a season high for her, and Breckman scored 43 points in the three games during the Christmas holiday break, and she's added 21 points here tonight, 63-48. The Broncos have the lead with 7.5 minutes to play. Here's a Van Dyke with the ball. Kara Van Dyke out here in 3-point territory, just to the left of the lane. Here's a feed to the near sideline of Brookeyes, picked up there by Morton. Down to Marish, who's back into the ballgame. Marish comes out on top to Boone, drives the ball to the goal. Her shot is up there and in. Danielle Boone drives into the hole and scores. That's the first field goal of the ball game. Hastings now with a 13-point lead, 63-50, just by the 7-minute mark in this first half. Here's Brittany Wong down the near sideline. Down in the corner to a Morton, down to Wong. Comes across the top. That's Bruckman with the ball. Gabby Bruckman sends it over the wing to Peterson. Back to Bruckman. Her shot no good. Rebound Williamson. Keeps it alive here for the Broncos. Williamson down to Brittany Wong. She tries to drive it, and a foul is going to be called. Broncos flat getting the job done on the boards here tonight. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Jasmine Shellhouse. That's going to be your first. Hastings in the first half out. Rebounded Dort 18-10. Including 6-3 on the offensive glass, and Hastings has kept that pressure on here in the second half, getting second and third opportunities. Thus, they've raced out to a 13-point lead here in the second half. Now it's 63-50. Shot from the free throw line by Wong is up there and in. She is now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Wong has got 13. Bruckman leading the way with 21 points tonight for Hastings. Chelsea Morton has got 10. Here's the next shot. It's up there and in by Brittany Wong. 65-50. Hastings College running away and hiding from the defenders here tonight. There's a ball poked away by Morton. The scramble is on. Chelsea has got it. There's a turnover on Dort. Upwards they get the ball now to Peterson, and we got an offensive foul call on Frankie Peterson. An offensive foul is going to be called on Frankie Peterson trying to take the ball into the hole, and Kerry Hofstetter cannot believe that one. Frankie Peterson is going to be hit with an offensive charging foul trying to drive the ball to the basket. Hastings will turn it away officially. That's their 11th turnover. 65-50. The Broncos with a 15-point lead. Here's Boone with the ball. She drives it now against Breckman. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Now we're going to have a foul called on Breckman. That's going to be her fourth personal foul. So Cammie Breckman now with four personal fouls since she's been the offensive mainstay for Hastings here in this ball game. Danielle Boone goes to the free throw line here for Dort. The shot is up there. It's going to be good. Boone has now got 3 points in the ball game, so Breckman is going to come out. Here comes Bauer into the ball game now for Hastings College. 65-51. The Broncos with a 14-point lead. Boone's next free throw is up there and in. He gets a pair of free throws, and Dort hanging around. They've got a 13-point deficit right now. But now Cammie Breckman with 21 points is on the bench here for the Broncos in the final minutes of this ball game. There's a Brittany Wong. Goes over to Bauer. On the deep left wing. Williamson, top of the key. Now to a Brittany Wong over here on the right side. There's Morton at the free throw line. It's going to be short. And now we have a foul called on the rebound. We have a foul called here on the rebound. It's going to go on Dort. And this one is going to go on Shellhouse. That's going to be your second. So the second foul in Jasmine Shellhouse. That's going to be team foul number 9 on the defenders. So this will be a 1-1 situation for Peterson. 2 out of 2 so far tonight. 71% foul shooter in the season. Shot is up there. It's good. Frankie Peterson will have one more. The Hastings College lead is now 14 points at 66-52. Here comes the next shot by Peterson. It's up there and in. 67-52 in favor of Hastings. So they maintain their 15-point lead. Here comes the Brickeyes back with the ball. Gets around Morton. Into the forecourt. The ball tipped away. It is picked up here by Shellhouse. Shellhouse out here in three-point territory. Now to Van Dyke. Comes across the top to Brianna Spronk. Spronk out here in three-point territory. Ball high above her head. Spronk now dribbles with it. Gets it out to a Shellhouse. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Boone with the ball. The Brickeyes, they lob it inside to Spronk. She tries to drive it to the hole and loses control of it. Out of bounds. Turnover number 7 on the Dort defenders. This is the second, actually the third highest point total that Hastings College has put on the board offensively this year. Their highest has been 99 that they scored against York back there at the end of November. Driving for the hole, a shot is up and in. That's Williamson as they break the pressure, and Sierra Williamson gets the field goal on the other end. She's got 4 points in the ball game. 69-52, Hastings College has got the lead. There's a Kara Van Dyke right side of the lane. Spins, puts up a shot over Peterson. Good. Van Dyke now with 7 points in the ball game, and now Dort wants to call a timeout. 4:56 to play in the ball game. Women's college basketball tonight. The score is Hastings 69, Dort 54. Back with more after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingsblink.com. On the road this weekend at Yankton, South Dakota, Hastings and Mount Marty on Saturday. Game times will be at 2 and at 4 o'clock. And the next home game for Hastings will be on January the 13th. That is a Sunday afternoon. The Broncos will play on a Sunday against Dakota Wesleyan. That'll be the next home game back here. Again, this is only the sixth home game for the Hastings College women's basketball team this year. And Hastings making the most of it here. They've got a 15-point lead at 69-54. 4:56 to play in the ball game. Dort attacking back here in backcourt. Hastings College with the ball. That's Chelsea Morton with it now. Double team gets the ball away to Frankie Peterson. Peterson comes over here to Brittany Wong on the near sideline. Wong gets it into the offensive zone. And now Hastings will have 17 to work with it on the shot clock. Brittany Wong runs the offense. Holly Bauer has got a free throw line extended left side. Out in the top of the key. That's going to be Peterson with the ball. Peterson drives it down the right side of the lane to the goal, and she's fouling a play. Hastings getting the ball to the goal here, and she's fouling a play here. As that's going to be Robin Blunt picking up the personal foul for Dort. She just checked in there. That's going to go on to Brianna Spronk. That's going to be her first. Going to the free throw line will be Peterson. Her shot is up there. It's good. Frankie Peterson has been dead on here tonight from the free throw line. She's now 5 out of 5. Peterson with 9 points in the ball game. Hastings extends their lead to 16. Next shot is up there. It's good. 71-54. Hastings with the lead. 4:29 to play here in the ball game. We've got the men's contest coming up next. Here's a Brick Eyes with the ball. Brick Eyes moves over here to a shell house. Not a Blunt. Bounce pass to the far sideline of Brick Eyes. Hastings stays that man-to-man defense. Brick Eyes, two-handed pass out on top of Shellhouse. Shellhouse looking to penetrate against Wong. Can't do it. Throws it over here as a three-pointer put up there by Brick Eyes. No good. Rebound comes down to Brittany Wong. Wong hustles back the other way, and Kerry Hofstetter puts the stop sign up. Broncos will work with it in a half-court offense now, 71-54. Here's a Frankie Peterson with it down to a Brittany Wong. And now we got a foul call inside. It's going to go on Hastings. Hitting the deck there was a Brook Eyes, and a personal foul is going to be whistled on Bauer of Hastings. So Holly Bauer picks up her first personal foul. Here comes Jamie Cook back into the ball game. Here comes Kara Van Dyke in. 3:53 to play. Here in the ball game, Hastings out on top of Dort by a score of 71-54. Jamie Cook will inbound the ball as they get it to a Jasmine Shellhouse. Shellhouse left-handed dribble brings it into the offensive zone here with the black and gold of the Dort defenders. Shellhouse runs the offense, so she takes it to the far sideline. That's going to be Brianna Spronk. Down low there to Cook. Cook right side of the lane. Bounce pass. Goes back out on top to Brook Eyes. Gets it back inside to Van Dyke. Wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there. No good. Gets her own rebound. Van Dyke shoots and scores. Garrett Van Dyke gets the offensive board and the putback. She's got 9 points in the ballgame. Hastings out on top by 15 points. Inbounds pass. Actually hits the glass out there. Frankie Peterson trying to inbound the pass there. It hits the backside of the glass, so a Bronco turnover, and Dort will play things in. It's going to be Dort inbounding the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket with 3:06 to play. Hastings 71, Dort 56. Women's college basketball getting that showdown going on in Seward tonight. We've got Concordia now out on top of Northwestern. 62-57. They got 4 minutes and 17 seconds to play. So the nation's number one ranked team, Concordia, trying to extend their season opening winning streak to 15 games. Concordia's got a 5-point lead now over Northwestern, 62-57. Hastings leading here by 15, 71-56. Dort will inbound the ball. They get it in down there on the baseline to Spronk. She's covered up by Peterson, goes up with a shot, and she's going to be hit with a personal foul. Brianna Spronk will go to the free throw line. Frankie Peterson gets hit with a foul. That's the third foul on Frankie. Team foul number 9 on Hastings College. The free throw line for Dort will be Brianna Spronk. She has got 8 points in the contest. Shot is up there. It's good. Spronk is now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. She'll have another one. 71-57. Hastings is led by as many as 16 points into the ball game. Next shot is up there by Spronk. That's going to be no good. Rebound Hastings. Bruckman has got it. Bruckman gets it away now to Brittany Wong. Wong hustles into the forecourt. Comes over here on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Chelsea Morton with the ball. Morton out here to Frankie Peterson. Now to Wong. Deep wing on the left side as Dort is in the band. Now we're going to have a personal foul called. That was a Brianna Spronk. Absolutely lays out Frankie Peterson inside the free throw circle. And Spronk gets in with a personal foul. That's going to be her second. And Frankie Peterson, after taking one of the chops, will have to go to the charity stripe here for Hastings. Tough way to get there. 6 out of 6, make it 7 out of 7 from the free throw line tonight. For Frankie Peterson, she's got 11 points in the ball game. That's her season high as well. So Frankie Peterson having a good ball game tonight. Next shot is up there. It's good. 8 out of 8 from the free throw line. 12 points in the ball game. Hastings matches their biggest lead of the contest at 16. 73-57. Under 3 minutes to play here in this one. Brianna Spronk has got the ball. Bombs it inside. That's Van Dyke. Her shot is up there. No good, but she's hacked on the arm. And a foul here is going to go on Chelsea Morton. That's the third foul on Chelsea Morton. That's going to be team foul number 10 on Hastings. Going to the free throw line now will be Kara Van Dyke for Dort. She's a 70% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. That's her first free throw of the ball game tonight. She's now in double figures with 10 points. Micah Holst coming into the ball game now for Dort. 73-58. Hastings with the lead. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Van Dyke hits a pair of free throws. 73-59. Pressure by Dort here in backcourt. There's Brittany Wong dribbling with it. Takes it to the far sideline. Turns on the afterburners. Brings it into the offensive zone. Down to Morton. Drives the ball toward the hole. A shot is up there. It's no good. An offensive foul is called. An offensive foul is going to be called on Chelsea Morton. And Kerry Hofstetter is about ready to blow a top down here. That's the second offensive charge we've had on a very similar play. We had Frankie Peterson picking up one not long ago. Now Chelsea Morton picks up her fourth personal foul on a drive toward the goal. 73-59 is the score. Hastings leading by 14 points. The Broncos officially with a turnover there, and that's their 13th in the ballgame. There comes Dort back with it. Jasmine Shellhouse will bring it in the offensive zone. Shellhouse behind the screen from Van Dyke gives the ball away to Van Dyke. Bombs it to Barish at the free throw line. Down the left side of the lane. Now down on the baseline to Van Dyke. Her shot from 15 won't go. Rebound Barish in the lane. Her shot is up there. That one won't go. Rebound comes down to Breckman. Gabby Breckman has got the ball. Now playing with four personal fouls. Breckman gets it away now to a Brittany Wong. 2 minutes to play in the ball game. Hastings 73, Dort 59. Here's Peterson on the wing. On the left side, Peterson out to Williamson. Comes across the top there to a Brittany Wong. Hops between a couple of defenders. Forces up a shot. It's going to be no good. Wong had a rebound. Now a foul is going to be called. Wong got the rebound, and a personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Dort. It's going to go on Eliza Barish. That's going to be your first personal foul. So now Brittany Wong goes to the free throw line. She's got 14 points in the ball game here for Hastings. Brittany Wong with a couple of shots. First one is up there. Dances on the back iron and falls off the left side. No good. But Brittany Wong will have one more. Hastings with a lead here. But in 49 seconds to play. 73-59. Here comes the second shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good by Wong. And the rebound comes down to Barish in the corner. So Dort has got the ball, trailing by 14 points. Barish in the lane, drives into the hole, and shot no good, but she's fouled in the play. Sierra Williamson, I think, is the guilty party. That's the case. Sierra Williamson picks up her third personal foul. And now Eliza Barish will go to the free throw line here for Dort. She has got 18 points in the ball game. Her free throw is up there, dances around the rim, and falls off no good. She'll get one more. Barish has got only 2 points in the second half. She had 16 in the first half for Dort tonight. But she has not been a factor here in half number two, although she's still the leading scorer for Dort in this ball game tonight. Next shot is up there. She misses a pair. And the rebound comes down to Melissa Thompson for Hastings. 73-59. Hastings has been in control of this baby. They had the lead at halftime with 37-32, trying to move to 9-9 in the season with a victory here tonight. Brittany Wong out in three-point territory. Comes over here to a Bruckman on the near sideline. Cammy holds the ball. Bruckman on the wing now drives it into the lane. It puts it up there left-handed. A shot no good. For the rebound, it's loose. It's picked up by Wong underneath the basket. Gets it away to Thompson. Thompson at the Wong. Rather to a Bruckman. Her shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose, and we got a foul called. Barish is going to be fouled into play. Hastings picking up the foul. It's going to go on Alyssa Thompson. That's going to be your third. 66 seconds to play, so we'll walk to the other end of the floor now. And this will be a one-and-one situation for Barish. She's got 18 points in the ballgame. Missed a couple of free throws just a few seconds ago. So Barish back to the free throw line for Dort. Her shot is up there. It's good. Barish tacks on one more shot here. 5'11" junior. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Bruckman with a rebound. Cammy Bruckman flies her back the other way here on the dribble. That was set up against this man-to-man defensive Dort. Under a minute to play in the ball game. Hastings trying to wrap her up here tonight. Chelsea Boyle gets it to Bruckman. Bruckman holds the ball out here in three-point territory. Sends it down to the baseline. That's going to be Frankie Peterson. Cross-court pass comes over here in the wing to a Morton whistle. We have a foul called here. That's going to go on Brookeyes. That's going to be her fourth. That's going to be team foul number 10 plus on Dort. So Hastings will have some free throws, and going to the stripe will be Chelsea Morton for the Broncos. Morton has got 10 points in the ballgame. Five field goals. This will be her first crack at a free throw. 62% foul shooter in the season. It hits the back iron straight in the air and falls off on the right side. No good. Michael Holst coming back into the ballgame now for Dort. Going out is going to be Barish. Here's a second shot coming up for Chelsea Morton for Hastings. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Holst. Down the far sideline to Brookeyes, and she runs into a defender at the mid-court stripe. That's Melissa Thompson, and a foul is going to be called on Thompson. So Melissa Thompson now with four personal fouls. And going to the free throw line is going to be Brookeyes. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be good. She'll get one more. The Hastings lead is now a dozen at 73-61. Here comes Abby Jackson into the ball game. Here comes Holly Bauer in. Holly Samuelson also checking in. Wong going to the bench. Chelsea Morton going to the bench. And Cammy Bruckman will check out. Here comes the next free throw by Brookeyes. It is up there and in. 73-61, 39 seconds to play. There's Bauer with the ball on the far sideline. Double team. Bauer trying to get away. Trapped along the sideline. Cross-court pass comes over here. A dangerous pass, but Peterson grabs it. Frankie Peterson all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's good, but we're going to have a foul called. Melissa Thompson is going to be hit with a personal foul. Thompson is going to pick up her fifth personal foul. She was running down the floor and kind of got in the way of a defender who was chasing Frankie Peterson down the floor, and they hit with a personal foul. With 30 seconds remaining, she fouls out of the ball game with 5 points. So some awkward-looking fouls here tonight. Here's Taz York into the ball game for the first time here tonight. They'll inbound the ball. That's going to be Shellhouse with it now. 25 seconds to play. Shellhouse picked up by Abby Jackson. Brookeyes has got it on the far sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Feeds it over to Shellhouse. Top of the key. Van Dyke now a three-pointer put up there from Brookeyes. Good. Taylor Brookeyes throwing up a three from the far sideline. She's got 12 points, 73-65. Here's a pass to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Dort basketball. So the Broncos have a turnover here with 8.6 seconds to play. It's 73-65. Hastings in the lead. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Holst. Holst drives the ball around Peterson. Puts it up there. The shot no good. Ball tapped around. Picked up by Peterson. Peterson gets the ball down to Bauer, and that is going to be the ball game. Hastings College going to win it here tonight in women's college basketball. So the Broncos got out to a 5-point lead at halftime, 37-32, went on a 14-7 run to begin the second half of play to jump out on top 51-39, and the Broncos really never threatened down the stretch here. The score at the end of the ball game a little closer than the game really was, and Hastings picking up a win, 73-65. Over the Dort defenders here tonight. Hastings will go to 9 wins and 9 losses on the season. They even up their conference mark now at 4-4. Dort will drop to 9-9 on the season, now 4-5 in conference play. And Hastings College wins it here tonight with the Dort Defenders in women's college basketball, 73-65. We'll be back to recap this women's basketball game in 90 seconds.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Never get stuck in the snow in the Kirshner's Deal of the Week. A 2007 Dodge Dakota has the quad cab, four-wheel drive, and only 63,000 miles. Books for $59.75, yours for $13.975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday morning at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College winning the women's ball game. Final score of 73-65 over the Dort Defenders tonight. Hastings led at halftime 37-32, then opened up the second half on a 14-7 run. The lead 51-39 with 12 minutes and 43 seconds to play. And Dort really never threatened after that as the Broncos cruise to the victory here tonight, winning by 8 points at 73-65. Again, this is one of the higher point totals of the season for Hastings. They put 99 points on the board in the ball game against York back on November the 23rd. Hastings scoring 83 points against Sterling College on the 24th. That was during the Thanksgiving holiday tournament, the Holiday Classic here. And the only other time that Hastings has been over 70 points this season has been on the 28th of November. They scored 71 against the Doan College Tigers. So a good effort for the Broncos offensively tonight. They scored 73 points. They beat Dort by a score of 73-65. Scoring in the ball game, Hastings got 21 points tonight from Cammie Breckman. Cammie had 9 points in the first half. Scores 21 for the ball game. The other scorers for Hastings, Brittany Wong ends up in double figures. She had 14 points. Frankie Peterson had a good ball game tonight as she scores 12. That's a season high for Bruckman and a season high for Frankie Peterson in this contest tonight. Chelsea Morton scores 10 points, so Hastings actually had 4 players score in double figures tonight. The other scorers, we had Melissa Thompson score 5. Holly Bauer had 4. Sierra Williamson had 4 points tonight. Holly Samuelson had 3. Leading scorer for the Dort Defenders was Eliza Marish. She had 19 points, had 16 of those in the first half of play, scored just 3 since halftime. So Marish ends up with 19. Taylor Brookeyes had 12 points tonight. Jasmine Shellhouse had 10. Kira Van Dyke had 11. Brianna Spronk had 8 points, and Danielle Boone had 4. Hastings College wins it tonight over Dort by a score of 73-65. At the final shooting numbers in the ball game, Hastings College ended up shooting 45% from the field, 26 out of 57 tonight. Dort was 22 out of 59 for 37%. The Broncos knocked down 5 out of 13 from three-point range for 38%. Dort was 4 out of 12 for 33%. The Broncos hitting 16 out of 22 from the free throw line for 72%. Dort was 17 out of 25 for 68%. Rebounds, Hastings absolutely got the job done tonight. The Broncos out-rebounding a much taller Dort team, 38-23. That was the key of the ball game tonight, 38-23. Hastings holding the edge there. The Broncos on the offensive glass win 12-8. Broncos had 16 turnovers in the ball game tonight compared to 9 for Dort. Hastings had 4 block shots and 3 steals. Dort had no block shots and 6 steals. Hastings getting the 21 points tonight from Cammy Breckman. The leading rebounders for the Broncos in this ball game tonight, Breckman had 8. Chelsea Morton had 8, so Breckman just misses a double-double tonight, 21 points and 8 rebounds. And Morton also had 8 rebounds for Hastings. And the leading rebounder for the Dort defenders tonight was Glancy Marish. She had 7 rebounds. So she just misses a double-double with 19 points and 7 rebounds. Hastings College wins it here tonight in women's college basketball. In the final score of 73-65, Hastings is now 9-9 in the season, 4-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will play at Mount Marty coming up on Saturday afternoon in Yankton, South Dakota. And Hastings winning this one by the score of 73-65. Coming up next, we've got the men's game between Hastings College and Dort here tonight. We will take a 1-minute timeout. We'll come back and chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.